I want to go through this list with you because I want you to see this chapter is built around 14 imperative commands. Remember, God never commands me to do what He hasn't already given me the grace to accomplish. It's me obeying and yielding to His Spirit. So just keep that in mind. I want to walk through the chapter with you. I want you to see what Paul relates to us from the Lord. And then I want to pause and do this. This is what I wasn't paying attention to in Dallas 24 years ago. What I wasn't paying attention to was that they had kept stopping the meeting, and they said, okay, if you meet a pharmacist, and the pharmacist said, well, we already have acetaminophen, what do I need ibuprofen for? You say this. And you tell them, you know, that it's less damaging to this, or it's more helpful for that, or it's more, you know, it will affect other parts of the body that are needed. Those little clues I wasn't listening to, and so I didn't know how to sell it. These truths were written for us to know how, when our flesh rises up, how we're supposed to respond. Instead of defeat, discouragement, doubt, despair, thinking I'm always going to be this way, this is what Paul says. First of all, if then, or since, you were raised with Christ, here's an imperative. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. How do I do that? Okay, now let's do the application. Because of Christ's death for my sins, because of the work of salvation, because of the cross, because of what Christ accomplished for me, I can now seek and do what pleases God. Now I want you to practice. Because some of you, I know, haven't yet. But looking at verse 1 there, seek those things which are above, what we do is we learn to ask the Lord consciously to do this. Someone asked me recently, he said, why do you have us read the whole chapter of the Bible? You know, we have our own copy of the Bible, and the service is not very long. Why do you have us read a whole chapter? I said, because I know there are some people who are here today that Colossians 3 was the first verse they read this week. Life was too full, too much was going on, they had so much happening. And so this is a conscious effort for us to get the Word of God. And as we do this morning, this first verse, I'd like you to do this. For just a moment, bow your heads and close your eyes, and I'd like you to do this right now. I want you to look to the Lord from your heart and say, Lord Jesus, today I want you to help me to seek things above. Now, did you hear what I just said? Have you said that to the Lord lately? Close your eyes, and in your heart, look to the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to help me seek things above. In other words, I want you to get my mind on things in heaven. Now, did you say that to the Lord? Did you ask Him to do that? Did you know that through the power of the cross, He'll do that? Now, look up. Let me talk to you about that. Did you know that so much in the Bible we never transfer from right here to a conscious choice? So much in our life is just thought about. It's just read about. It's not ever acted upon. Look at the second verse because I want you to do this again. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4, and when Christ is who is our life appears, then you will appear with Him in glory. The biggest problem we have, the battleground spiritually, is our mind. In 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, the Apostle Paul says that we are to cast down imaginations, things that cause our mind to travel off into other things. We have so many thoughts this morning. It's so easy for our minds to just go off and we leave where we are. Kind of reminds me of the first morning after I was married. I was at Hotel Syracuse after being a corporate salesman all that time. I was sitting across the table from beautiful Bonnie. There was a Wall Street Journal sitting on the table, and the first thing I did is I popped it open and started reading it. Our first breakfast together, married. And I heard sniffling. And I put my paper down and I looked at her. You know what I thought about? I'm never going to read the paper at breakfast again. Because I was totally distracted from the moment. Verse 2, look at this. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died. Because of Christ's death for my sins, I can now turn my mind to the Lord's channel. And I can really experience Him. Now, you want to try that right now? And look what it says. Because of Christ's death for my sins, I can set, verse 2, that's a command, my mind on things above. That is a conscious choice. So I invite you to do this with me, and I'm going to go a step further. Bow yourself before the Lord, and I want you to say to the Lord out loud, right where you're sitting, "Lord, set my mind on things above." Okay, just say it to Him as a prayer out loud. "Lord, set my mind on things above." And Father, I pray You'd hear us, that it wouldn't be a mere recitation of words, but that we would realize that if You command us to do something, we should respond, and we should realize that You will do, and You will not ask us to do anything that You aren't already standing by to accomplish in us. And Lord, it's just our willingness, and truly You can move our minds to be set on the channel above, so we know Your will, and so we walk with You. Thank You, Lord.